Hello?
Oh, hello. Can I speak with Connie, please?
Can I tell who's calling?
This is Chris Tompkinson from the regional office with the post office.
Okay, sure. One second.
So I'm from the post office regional office.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, this is Chris Tompkinson from the regional center with the post office.
Hi.
Hi, and we noticed a tweet from you on your Twitter account today.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to let you know you need to take that down or we're going to take legal action against you. You cannot slander our company like that. We're very upset about
this. It's not, I mean, I don't understand why it's slander when it's a problem that I had and
it's complete slander.
You complain. It's not.
You lost the package.
I mean,
and it's not our fault. And
I'm sorry?
You lost the package and it's not our fault and it needs to be taken down.
I didn't lose the package. You lost the package.
We're going to have you served with a lawsuit. If you don't take this down immediately, it needs to be down by tomorrow morning or something's going to happen.
I mean, I can take it down, but I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm fine with taking it down and I just did, but you just should know that.
You think it's okay to like write lies on Twitter?
I just want to let you know, first of all, it's really unacceptable to call this late at night. Like you can call during business hours.
I work the evening shift and there's nothing else I can do. Okay.
I'm sorry?
I work the evening shift and there's nothing else I can do. This is the only time I can call you. I tried calling an
hour ago. There's nobody else who works.
Well, I deal with Twitter complainers, you know, chronic complainers that just like to try and get free things out of life.
Well, I don't want anything free. I just want my package back.
You know, it sounds like you're trying to you're hoping the news will pick this up and then, you know, a big thing will be made out of it. And
I don't care about the news. I just want my package.
And I mean, if it happens again, we're not going to let you in the post office. You know, you're going to have to get used to using UPS or whatever, because we're not going to let you, we're going to like ban you from the post office. So don't do it again. Do you understand? Have a good day.
Can I take down your name and number, by the way?
I already told you. It's Chris Tompkinson. I'm with the regional post office. Chris Tompkinson. So you have a nice night and, you know,
I want
learn
your number.
No, I'm not giving you the number. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hi, could I speak to Connie, please?
Can't tell who's calling?
My name is Kevin. I'm from the
Kevin,
post.
And you're calling from?
From the post office.
Okay, sure, one second.
It's her secretary.
Hello?
Hey, Connie, this is Kevin Williams from the post office, and we found a package here for you.
Okay.
And, it's right here. I guess it turned up.
So, okay.
I just want to let you know, though, that since you're slandering us on Twitter, I'm going to rip it up right now. Listen.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Well, it's been done, and I don't think you recorded it.
I don't know. Your phone number comes up as phonelosers.org.
Oh, look at this.
So,
rip, rip, rip. No more packets for you. That'll teach you to talk shit about us, lady. Bye.